Walrus are hauling out at Cape Grig again this summer. The beach just north of Ugashik Bay on the Alaska Peninsula was a new haul-out site for thousands of male Pacific walrus last year. Paul Salome is Fish and Game's Area Management Biologist for the Igigik and Ugashik districts.
I've gotten word from three different sources that there are some animals there now. So the plan is to start off with the season like we did last year. We'll pull the north line back to where it was, use the same boundary that we had last year, and the numbers on that will come out in the first announcement we put out around the first.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service again issued guidance for vessels trafficking in that area to give the marine mammals a safe buffer from noise and disturbance. Salmon says that should work for fishermen with one change.
There is one difference that we're asking folks to do, where the federal information suggests a 50 or a half mile distance off the beach as people move back and forth across through the area. We'd like people to maintain a mile, the same thing we asked them to do last year.
The appearance of the walrus at Cape Grig caught everybody by surprise last year. Salmon says the Ugashik fishing fleet and the Bristol Bay tenders seem to have had no problems with the animals.
As far as I am aware, I haven't heard anything official from anybody that there was a problem. There might have been some issues with folks getting too close to them or a few other things, but I have rumors of that, but nothing official.
Most adult male Pacific walrus haul out for the summer in Bristol Bay using five main spots. Cape Grig may be turning into the sixth.